Hello, everyone. Louis Sandler here. This is Origin of Words podcast number 119. And today is a kind of special podcast because, well, firstly, Jessica, my trusty sidekick, is not with me. And secondly, today is a kind of personal rant, which I don't usually use this podcast for, but these days I seem compelled. I do have a new word for you, though, and the word is bilution. Bilution is a combination, also known as a portmanteau, of two words, bicycle and pollution, especially those shared bicycles that add to the urban chaos of any city, especially Beijing, where I'm located. And by pollution, I don't mean air pollution, I mean urban visual pollution. But not just visual pollution. These shared bikes are really a hazard. They clog up the sidewalks where normal people just want to walk. And if you have 100 or 200 or 300 of these bicycles all together, they're ugly. They're ugly. And that adds to the urban visual pollution. Have you ever used a shared bicycle in Beijing or some other city? If you haven't, be forewarned. Bilution is coming to a city near you. That's right. Bilution, it's a word I invented. At least I think I invented it. As a noun, bilution in Beijing is out of control. Or biluder, a person who uses a shared bike and leaves it haphazardly on a sidewalk, blocking normal foot traffic. As a verb, please don't bilute the sidewalk with those shared bikes. As an adjective, the biluted sidewalks are hazardous to your health. Bilution can now unofficially join other popular official portmanteaus such as brunch, liger, that's tiger and lion, and linner, that's lunch and dinner. And I have a URL for my podcast number 51 for more portmanteaus. Bilution adds to the already 430 million or so bike owners in Beijing. So what's the problem here? Well, as I said, it's hard enough to walk the sidewalks of Beijing without shared bikes. And the 500 or so yellow OFOs in front of a subway station don't make it any easier. Now, don't get me wrong, I love bicycles. I'm the proud owner of the old standard Beijing pigeon bike I bought for 50 renminbi many years ago. I use it every day. But sometimes I can't even park my own bike in front of the subway station because those shared blues or yellows, greens, and now rainbow biluters hijack the sidewalks. Some 2.2 million bicycles have already been deployed in China by these shared bike companies. So what's behind this sort of sudden bilution culture? You guessed it, money, big money. But these companies aren't making any profits on these shared bikes. Well, for example, a blue mobike that gets ridden 8 times a day for 30 minutes each at full price will generate about 4 yuan in revenue, about 50 cents in American USD. It would take a bike more than 6 months to earn $100. But none of these shared bike companies are actually making a profit. So it seems like a really bad business model. Well, as of April 2017, the Yellow OFO bike company is worth more than $2 billion. So where do they get this money? Certainly not from the riders. Well, OFO for example, raises money from these big investment companies, such as Russia's DST, and that stands for Digital Sky Technologies. It's a high-tech investment company, which also invests heavily in Facebook and Twitter. Also, the car sort of taxi company, Didi, also invests in OFO. OFO says it operates in 43 cities in China with over 2.2 million bikes. It also claims pilot projects in Singapore, London, and California, Silicon Valley. The CEO of OFO, Dai Wei, who is a PhD dropout from Peking University, says he doesn't really care. His company's not making a profit because he's providing a valuable service. What a guy. And, oh yeah, what's this name, OFO? O-F-O. Well, according to Dai Wei, the logo name looks like a person riding a bicycle. Go figure. Well, there are almost 20 million users of shared bicycles nationwide in 2016 in China. And the number is expected to hit 50 million by the end of 2017. Oy vey. Well, there you have it. So, promote this new word, bilution, when talking to your friends about shared bicycles, and maybe, just maybe, it will end up in the Oxford Dictionary of New Words. One can only hope. So, if you want a transcript of my rant, send me an email or leave a comment, and I'll send you the transcript. And the sources for the information for some of this information on this rant today is posted in the podcast on the front page. And as usual, you can download any of these hundreds of podcasts or subscribe. We've got over 1,000 words, over 7 years of podcasts. And thanks for listening to my personal rant today. And watch out for those shared bikes. They are bilution. Bye-bye, zaijian.